First of all, from our good friend Joel down in Mattawa, he says, crust skiing has been great the past few days and conditions have been good for cutting and hauling firewood. I set 3 test taps today in smaller trees back in the woods where it usually runs earlier, better snow cover and less frost depth. 2 on the south side and 1 on the southwest side. The 2 south siders were dry holes and the other was moist but no sap dripping in the bucket after 5 minutes. I suspect it's going to be a while before the run begins. Possibly the warmer weather we're expecting later this week will help loosen things up. Can't be worse than last year. And that from Joel up in Mattawa. And then we heard from Steve. What did I do with Steve's note here? Let's see. Here we go. Pardon me. I thought I'd send you a note about our sugar bush. I live in Becker County near Frazee, and we started tapping a week ago and finished this past Friday. In spite of perfect weather for about a week, only a few trees have awakened and started slowly dripping. Slackers. On another note, I heard Weekend Mountain Man this morning. Awesome. Thanks for all you guys do to support local music and musicians, and especially for turning me on to Jim. I doubt I would ever have heard this amazing songwriter's work without you guys. Proud to be a sustainer, Steve. Thanks, Steve, and thanks for the great note. And boy, you know, out there in Frazee, there apparently he's done. But you know, his needs may not be as great as others. Some people actually harvest sap for commercial enterprises, and I'm sure they'll be happy to hear about our weather being in the 50s and down into the 20s, which is pretty good sap running weather. You may recall last year we didn't get much weather like that. We went from lows in the single digits to highs in the 30s, and then we went to we skipped over the 40s and 20s and went to the 50s and 30s. Actually, it was 60s and 40s, and the sap